Dr. Phil.
Loveline, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Boy, I wonder if I've said that before.
No.
I give all the phone number and everything? Is the show over?
Just about.
All right. Nikki Cox and Nick Von Es. No, wait a minute. I don't want to mispronounce it again. Esmark are here tonight. Yeah. They're from the new WB show, which is going to premiere this Sunday night, 8 o'clock?
9:30.
9:30,
I mean. Enough.
Well, it's a three-hour show.
Yeah.
Starts at 8. It's going to go through to 11. 9:30 of Nikki, which is, guess what? It's not called Nick. It's Nikki. And we have the guest from the show tonight. I haven't seen the show because the show's not been on, right?
Correct.
So tell us about it.
It's set in Vegas. We play a young married couple, and I'm trying to be a dancer, and so I'm working as a showgirl in the meantime, and he wants to be a pro wrestler.
Oh, perfect. And you have experience. I was reading the bio. You have been a dancer in your day.
Yes, I was a dancer for quite a while, but it's been a long time.
And no eating disorder, huh?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
Wow. First dancer we've ever spoken to. Did you decide to dance, or did your family force you into
it? I decided to.
All right.
That's when the eating disorder went away.
You didn't decide to when you were 3 and a half, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
I begged and pled, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that the story your parents tell you to tell? Because every time they talk to one of these showbiz moms, like, listen, she wanted to be an actor. It's like, how old was she? One.
The fetus.
She wanted
embryo.
To do that diaper commercial. She begged.
She begged to do that powder, that diaper rash commercial, yeah. It's like, hey, Ma, I wanted to be an astronaut when I was five.
We never arranged
that. Behind that.
We never went to Cape Canaveral. What's up? All right. So, Nikki, of course, we know from Unhappily Ever After. And are you married to my second male lover, Bobcat, mm-hmm. or are you guys still engaged?
We're still engaged.
Good, put it off. Smart move.
Thank you. That's very kind.
I thought you guys would be married by now.
We will be married. I just don't want to get married and go right back to work. I want a honeymoon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what's Bob doing? Just putzing around the house, smoking a cigar?
Right now, as we speak, yes, I believe so.
Bob, by the way, called us yesterday.
Called?
My male lover, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmel, and wants to work for the Man Show next season.
Until what?
Well, we had him come in. What people don't know about Bobcat is a very talented producer, director.
Oh, right.
He's a real good eye, real good comedic eye, good director, and he directed a lot of the bits we did in the first season and in the second season especially. Yeah, and so we're going to bring him back, I think, full time to do it. Yeah,
that's
that'll
awesome.
Be real nice, because it's nice to have guys you can sort of were better than you are.
He is good.
Leave on your own. Is he doing, I don't want to turn this old Bobcat thing,
right.
But is he doing videos and in music videos and stuff like that?
Oh, I can't remember the last one he did, but yeah, he's always doing things like that, and he's always going on the road, and he's always working.
And Nick, let's talk to you. Is this your big break?
That's it.
What were you up to before you got into television?
I sold video games. Rented cars.
Oh, so it's a logical jump.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You sold used cars?
No, I rented brand new cars.
Oh, you rented them?
Yeah, enterprise. Budget.
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 Thank you very much.
Yeah,
nice.
I was the king of the car rental.
I sat around the other day and tried to figure out how you start a car rental business, which is we need a couple acres at an airport and 150 cars. But here's the good news. We get $18.95 a day for each one of them we rent out.
How's that work?
Yeah, how's that work? And $10 billion worth of insurance. How do you get started in that business?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and 4 million employees.
Right.
Yeah. Here's all I need. I need $10 million to get started, and we should be making $140, $150 a day in a couple of months. Like, I don't know how that begins. To me, car rental is something that just always has been, and it's some government-run operation. I don't know how a private business gets into that.
It's a dream. Some have it.
Yeah. I never had that goal. I'd be like, listen, you son of a bitch. First, I'd give everyone a speech. You take this car, you mother effer. I see you throwing it in reverse while you're still going forward. I will kick your ass. Forget it. I'm going with you. Where are we going? Oh, no. We're not eating drive-thru. You get out of the car. Get out of the car and eat in the restaurant. No way you're eating that chicken in my car. I couldn't imagine. All right, so Sunday night's 9:30. How much of this do you film in Vegas, if any?
We haven't gone there to film yet, unfortunately, because I like Vegas.
So is it supposed to take place in Vegas?
Right.
Obviously, it doesn't take place in Vegas, but do you have a certain amount, you know, a bunch of shots of the Strip and all that?
I believe there are some of those stock shots of the Strip.
Very nice.
Yes.
You can see Robert Urich going by in his custom Firebird. Drew, you had one of those growing up,
didn't
you?
Firebird?
Yes, you did.
Thunderbird?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I meant Thunderbird.
Okay.
One's Pontiac. All right, we're going to hop on the phone. Drew, what car? You drove a 55 Thunderbird in high school, right?
57. But that was the 70s when everything old was a piece of crap. You got to remember that. Put it in context. I was considered like impaired, handicapped.
Right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
It'd be like living in a beautiful Victorian home
right.
in 1977, which would have been like living in a haunted house.
Right. Someone would walk in and go.
We got to put some wood pump paneling up.
Yeah. You spray a little
immediately.
Spray a little acoustic cottage cheese on the ceiling. Put down a little rust-colored carpet, and you're in business.
We'll be okay here. You poor thing.
Yeah. You yank that old Art Deco stove and fridge. Put a little avocado green Amana in there, and now we're cooking.
Cars were the same way. It's like, hey, I'm sorry. You know, maybe turn that in and get a gremlin.
Yeah. Okay.
Seriously.
But when the show Vegas came out, wasn't that redemption for the Drewster?
Yeah, but I was away somewhere at school. Couldn't drive anywhere then.
All right. Brandon?
Yes.
You're 17.
Correct.
What's up?
Wanted to know about blue balls. Wanted to know if this was something that only occurred after the first time of masturbation, or is this something that...
First time? What?
After the first time of masturbation, is this something that just happens then, or... I had a friend tell me that it only happens after you masturbate at least once.
At least once?
Yeah.
What? At least once an hour? At least once a day?
Just after the first time ever.
Yeah. Well, it's common knowledge that the first load that comes out of your penis is blue in color, and then after that is when it turns to sort of a white hue. So, yes, that's where that comes from, Brandon. Your friend's absolutely right.
Huh.
Yeah, I'd listen to him about everything. Does he have any stock he wants you to buy or anything like that?
Land he's trying to sell?
Yeah, this Nostradamus, this kid. He's a genius.
Okay, all that refers to, Brandon, is the build-up congestion that occurs when one has sexual arousal that is not relieved by ejaculation.
Okay.
That's what it means.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha, exactly.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
And, Drew, you claim that's not a phenomenon, but it is.
No. I said men overstate it. They use it. It can happen.
Yeah, they use it like we got to start some kind of relief effort. Or
yeah, like
Lou Gossett Jr. is going to do a PSA at 4 in the morning.
It's right after secondhand smoke, right? It's, 50,000 people
absolutely.
Are going to die. People explode.
Yeah. It works for guys because they make women feel responsible. It's like, hey, listen, baby, I don't want sex any more than you do, but I got a medical condition.
Sure.
I got a note from my buddy Dr. Drew here. I have a family history of blue balls.
With spontaneous combustion.
Yeah. My grandfather died of blue balls. My father's currently undergoing blue ball surgery. And I'm barely 35 here, and I already got it. So what can we do about that? Only you can help.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I won't enjoy this. Now hold still. Daniel?
Yes.
You're 20. What's up?
I was wondering if you'd tell me what some of the early signs of pregnancy are, because I kind of wonder if my girlfriend's pregnant or not.
What's up with her?
Well, last week we had sex for the first time without a rubber. The first time we didn't use condom. I didn't come inside her. And I pulled out.
Good.
But maybe a little bit of pre-cum.
Yeah. Real pre-cum. Yeah. You know, the smooth move is to come donor. That's a class move. That's the way James Bond did it.
I just wonder what kind of early signs to watch out for.
What has she got going?
Well, so far she's like been saying she's been nauseous lately.
What else?
She's. I hadn't had her period yet.
There you go. Number two. Anything else?
There's a head peeking out of her vagina.
Frowning, exactly.
All right.
You got a few of the good signs there. So how long ago was this encounter?
Hold on a second. Drew, do you need to ask any more questions, or can you just listen to Daniel's twang to know that she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And that he doesn't have teeth.
Like, if he sounded like he was
Sir Walter Raleigh,
say she probably wasn't.
Right.
But we know, I'll tell you how we can find out whether she's pregnant. Where do you work, Daniel?
I work at a veterinary hospital.
Uh-huh. Do you make under $10 an hour?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. She's pregnant.
How long ago was this experience?
It was just last week, the first time we went without a condom.
Less than a week ago?
Yeah.
Not 10 days ago, but a week ago.
Well, it's been about 6 or 7 days.
Well, it's unlikely she'd feel anything at 6 or 7 days. It's also how
she was doing her period, I think she said, Sunday.
All right, so maybe just worrying about it has made her late. But, you know, in another week, get a pregnancy test, all right?
That's what I was going to do. So if she didn't have her period by this weekend, I'm going to take a pregnancy test.
There you go.
Hey, Daniel?
Yeah?
I don't know much about veterinary medicine, but I know those pregnancy tests are at least $14. You could probably steal something from the shop that would probably be some kind of indicator.
That's a nice plan.
Inject your urine directly into
a rabbit or something like that. Yeah. Hash something out. Save yourself a buck, all right?
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, Daniel.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That, you understand, that's where the rabbit died.
Yeah. How do they, is that how they, I know they used the rabbit to find out whether women were pregnant. How long ago was, up until when?
Last week.
Was it just last week?
Tuesday. Yeah, 400 years ago.
Was it four?
No, it was a
years
while
ago.
I don't know. Not in modern medical days.
Well, what is the, what did they, how would they measure it in modern?
Urine or blood.
Urine or blood. Blood
tests, yeah.
But did they have, how well could they work up blood 100 years ago?
100 years ago, they might have used stuff like that.
The rabbit.
Yeah.
Why would the rabbit die?
I don't know. Don't
you think the rabbit would die?
You don't know, really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
If you inject the rabbit with urine in the woman's
it could die anyway, yeah.
It would die?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He's humiliated.
Right. It's presumably it's the beta HCG, which is what you're measuring when you check a pregnancy test. And that does something to a rabbit, I guess.
Wow.
And if not, I said the rabbit is fine, which is with the urine. And
so maybe something called
grossed out. The rabbit's just a little disgusted.
And they have to inject it into the bloodstream of the rabbit?
Why don't we get somebody to call who actually knows the answer to this? I know nothing about that history.
Do you think it was an injection?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't consumed by the rabbit or dropped in the rabbit's eye.
I just don't know if it was intravenous or intra-abdominal or
okay,
muscular.
But it was injected. But when did they start coming out with syringes and that kind of thing? I mean, is that more than 150, 175 years ago?
Another
you know what I mean?
Great question.
Because they couldn't have injected something unless they had a way to inject it. All I do know is it's in Walk This Way. And it's a very famous Aerosmith song. The rabbit went and died. Yes, he did. Ba-na-na-na. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about? Come on, Aerosmith.
I know the song. I'm not familiar with that lyric.
Listen to this.
All right, I will.
I'm going to work that lyric out and recite it. Mike?
Uh-huh.
You're 21.
Right. Yeah, first time caller, long time listener.
Rabbit up and died. Yes, he did.
All right. Me and my girlfriend have sex very frequently, right? Once or twice a day. And she was telling me that there was some kind of Thighmaster type deal that's not quite used between your knees, closer to the, vagina. And I was wondering if there was a way that could tighten her vagina up a little bit.
What's the problem?
It's a little looser than it was, I would say, when we started to get together.
Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Your penis is more likely to have shrunk.
How old is she?
How dare you, girl. I think that's probably what happened.
20 and I'm 21.
Oh, yes. At the ripe old age of 20, the vagina, it'll fall
very
off by 23.
Is that true?
Well, maybe not fall off, but a certain won't be much holding it on.
So there's not
well,
a
why do you? Well, why? How could it have stretched out? From sex?
Yeah, she used to be really tight. It took a few times...
Listen,
to actually get it inside her.
That's because she was having muscle spasms. She was nervous.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything.
So it didn't actually stretch out?
No.
Right.
No.
That's why you should have worked the roofie angle, Mike. She tensed up on you.
Okay, and I got one more quick question.
Wait a second. Maybe not only was it that vaginismus that Drew was talking about, but maybe there's a lubrication factor here.
No, we've done, lubrication, and that doesn't seem to be the case. It seems we split up for a little bit, and we got back together, and now it seems that it takes a little bit longer for me to get feeling.
She was with a black guy, right?
No.
Could be.
Not as far as I know.
Well, probably. I mean, most likely. That's the way you ought to figure it.
Well, that could be a possibility.
Okay, man.
But I got another quick question. This is kind of off the wall, and it's not
really. All right.
Okay, why is it whenever you're standing around, a group of people, and one person, seems to yawn, that another person seems to need, have the feeling to yawn as well?
It's only when you're standing around a group of people that I don't understand.
You mean saying if they're in the next county and they yawn, you don't yawn?
Okay.
How do you know? I mean, you could yawn when you're all alone in your living room, and it could be because someone else yawned.
Far away is yawning.
Think about that. I bet someone else
is
yawning.
I bet so.
And reading about yawning, hearing yawn, any of that causes yawn. Watching a parakeet yawn causes you yawn, not just hanging around people. And all mammals do that. No one knows.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But some sort of sympathetic response.
Sort of, yeah.
But you still don't know why the rabbit up and died.
No, I don't know that. We'll call it that.
Walk This Way. I got to figure out that song.
Yes,
Anderson.
Please.
Anderson, you get it for me. Yes, you did. Yeah? Okay. Aerosmith is one of your worst groups to try to sing. You never really think about it.
You can't sing.
But you can't sing an Aerosmith song.
You got to scream an Aerosmith song.
Blah, 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 blah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah.
We're Drew, tilt that screen down. I can barely read that thing. There you go. 29.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my question's actually for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Adam, I just got to tell you, I love your show.
Thank you.
Girlfriend.
This is his show, too, by the way, in case people don't remember that.
Oh, yes, it is my show. Thank you.
My question is, my girlfriend, over the past 2 months, has had 4 periods.
Hmm.
Now, I'm going to school down here in Atlanta to be a chiropractor, and I think she has something that's called metrorrhagia. Did I say that right?
This means heavy period.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out what could be causing that. I mean, looking up stuff, I know it's could be by endometriosis or polyps. But
it could be a million things, and most of them are completely normal. Has she ever had irregular periods before?
Not that I know.
Is she on any medication?
Well, she's on the... She's a diabetic, so she's on insulin.
Okay, so diabetics get all kinds of irregular periods for multiple reasons. How's her glycemic control been?
It's she has to take shots.
How has it been? How has the control been?
It's been pretty good. When she does the blood glucose level, it's always pretty much right around normal.
Okay.
But she's insulin dependent.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I got bad news for you. Drew does not like chiropractors.
Oh.
He doesn't look at them as doctors.
Oh,
he doesn't like them passing themselves off as doctors.
Well, I'm not one of those chiropractors that, thinks I'm an MD. I know there's a spot for everybody.
There you go. That's what he wants. He wants you to bow before him.
He wants
you to be humbled. That's all.
No, he
didn't have his folks pay for all that college so he can have some hotshot chiropractor upstage him. Right, Drew?
That's right, Adam.
Thank you.
You're always right. there's multiple reasons for this. Not many of which are going to require any treatment. And the kinds of treatments are just nominal, like you're putting on the pill, that sort of thing. And she is diabetic, so she has plenty of reasons to have endocrine disturbances.
All right. Let's get to our next call. Nikki and Nick are both here from Nikki, the new show on WB.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you say the, it'll screw you up. From the Nikki show. That's coming up 9:30 Sunday night on the WB. Carter?
Hello?
Hello, you're 19. What's up?
Hey, okay, I'm calling because I'm still, super infatuated with my ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And to give you a little bit of background, I'm a student at Washington State University in Soshi, and we went out for, 4 months, and we broke up right at the start of the summer. And I just, all summer, I was just forget about it, whatever, And I just tried to put her out of my mind. And I just started doing other stuff, but it all went back to her. I started writing some songs, and they were all about her. And I wrote a whole play all about our, relationship. And I thought that while I was doing it, it would help me, get over her.
No.
I'm sure you scared her.
Well, and now, And, like, I'm in a theater major. And
well,
like,
so you showing her the script for I'm Gonna Kill You, Bitch.
Probably
a
great plan.
Yeah.
Theater major. Theater major, huh?
Yeah. And, well, so I submitted it for the Student One Act, and it's getting put on. And I thought this whole thing was, like, I thought that was really, like, just closure, you know, for the relationship.
Yeah.
But, like, every time I see her, and, like, we hang out because, you know, she still wants to be, like...
Have you ever done this at any other time in your life?
No, she was, like, my really big, serious girlfriend.
What? Well, wait a minute, 4 months?
Yeah, well, like...
It's nothing. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of stuff.
Oh, I see. Well, if you guys saw each other, that's different.
You did stuff. That's huge.
You guys went out and stuff?
Sure.
What'd you do, eat or something?
Well, a movie.
Coffee? Mm-hmm.
She, like, was...
You know what I love about this show? I'm an asshole, and so is everyone else when they get in here. It's great. Drew used to be a nice guy. And I know he's a nice person, but boy, the guy trips, we're all going to kick him. Come on, you want some of this? Put your boot on. Come on.
Bring it on.
The water's warm. Come on in. Oh, his nuts are open. Give him a good shot, Nikki.
All
great.
Right. I'll do my best.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice shot. You just missed his kidney. See if you can do better next time.
All right, I'll try.
All right. So let me ask a few good questions here. Did she break up with you?
Yeah.
Oh, and why? What reasons did she say?
She just, like, it was, the summer was coming up, and we weren't going back to the same hometown, and she said she thought of me as more as a friend.
Ooh,
and she just wanted to, like, be friends and stuff.
Right.
Not good.
Yeah. And, I don't know, it's like whenever I hang out with her, because I do all the time, because she's also in theater, and it's just like, all I can think about is how I just want to get back together with her.
Yeah.
And I don't know, now I'm like, and when I'm like...
All right, slow down there, Carter. How much into her, honestly, were you when you guys were together?
I don't know, like she was my first real serious girlfriend.
I know.
At the time you were involved, you were very involved, though,
yeah.
As far as you were concerned.
I saw us always being together.
You did.
And I just, like, and when I compare any other girl to Sarah, I just, like, no one matches up. You know?
Wait a minute, Hall & Oates already wrote a Sarah song. What is this one called?
I don't have any names for them. They're all untitled.
Yeah. Can you sing us a little of the Sarah song?
I don't have my guitar with me, and I'd rather not. I'm a little nervous.
You do those one acts, right? I mean, you are a talent. You're a theater major.
Oh, yeah, I'm very talented.
You should be able to perform.
Well, I can recite you a Shakespearean soliloquy if you want.
Well, I'm going to hear that in a minute, but at first I'd like to hear some of the lyrics to the Ode to Sarah song. Could you please?
Do I really have to?
You do that, and I'll do Walk This Way by Aerosmith.
I just want to know more about
it. You sing Walk This Way?
No, I'll do that. You do the Sarah song.
You come from a broken family?
My parents are divorced, yeah.
How old were you when they broke up?
How old was I? I was 12.
And how were things before that happened?
How were things before that? They weren't very well. Like, I hated my dad.
Why?
But now we get along real well.
Why'd you hate him?
I just didn't get along with him at all. He was a pretty unhappy person. He's a lot better now that he's not with my mom.
I see. Oh, is your mom pain in the ass?
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
Over-domineering?
She always had to get her way.
Okay, listen, Carter, you ever think about the lads?
The what?
The boys, the fellas?
You're gay.
True. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Hold on, True. How dare you? How dare you? Shut Drew's mic off. Let's talk to Carter here. True. No more outbursts. Carter, what about the guys? What about the fellas?
What do you mean?
Do you ever think about them?
I don't know. Not like a ton.
But a little bit.
I don't know. Isn't it normal to sometimes?
A little fantasy about a man once in a while?
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, we all do.
Right.
Yeah. I fantasize about beating them up and banging their girlfriends, but it still involves men. True. Bobcats. Oh, yes. He's on my list. In Kimmel. And so you do think about men sexually a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of being a theater major. You know?
Oh.
Nick's
a theater major, too, by
the way. Oh, sorry.
He has fantasy of beating the crap out of guys that make fun of theater majors. Yeah.
have you ever been with a guy?
No. I'm not gay or anything.
No, but what about bi?
I don't know. I've never thought, I don't know. I mean, there's been a couple times when I've seen guys and I'm just like, man, I'd really like to kiss that guy.
Oh, you.
Well, make it out. That's nothing.
I don't know. I've never really taken it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Carter?
Yeah?
This is a vibe that my partner got from you when you first called in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, maybe it's worth checking into a little bit.
Really?
And maybe this girl represents your heterosexuality that is leaving you.
Uh-huh.
And because you don't want to enter this new world, you fight tooth and nail to get her back. But in a way, it's like you're trying to win back your heterosexuality.
Okay.
Nice.
And or there could be some...
Okay, you get some sleep, all right, buddy?
Wait. And there could be some intermediate feelings about women. The whole thing could be poorly formed, you know what I mean? His whole sense of himself and sexuality could be very confused, and he's cleaned all sorts of things.
Okay, Carter?
Yeah?
Here's all I'm saying. I want to take the pressure off you and off of this girl.
Right.
If you think you may be interested in guys, or maybe this is a feeling that's creeping up on you a little, and maybe you're trying to push it out, maybe you ought to just relax a little and live with those feelings. Not necessarily act on them, but don't put everything in the lap of this ex-girl.
At least realize she represents a lot of things to you more than just a important relationship.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Nick and Nikki are both here from the Nikki Show. Or from Nikki, WB, 9:30 Sunday nights. We'll be back after this. Hey, love line. Amanda Frawley, Dr. Drew. Over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cypress Hill is coming in here on Thursday, and Brian, who is that, Krause from Charmed? I love that Charmed.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, another show.
Looks like Nikki, don't you?
Another show I love is that Nikki Show.
I got
some pre-screening tapes of that. As you know, I get all the stuff sent over my house because the networks want me to see the new fall season before it comes out. And give any notes or tweaks I might have on some of the shows. No notes on Nikki, by the way. I said, don't touch it. It's a masterpiece. Just wait for the paint to dry and stand back. Everyone have a cigarette and relax. Nikki Cox is our guest, along with Nick Von Esmark. Did I get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a German name?
It is.
Nice.
Where'd you up with that?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, thank you. And it was, I either knew you were German or a Korean, and I just went with German. WB, Sunday nights, 9:30, Vegas, everybody. That's all you need to know. Joy?
Hello?
You're 14, what's up?
Hello, first I want to say, Adam, you're a god.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that.
Is there anything better than God, by the way? That's a little old. Something a little bigger, something a little better?
Well,
we'll work on that one, yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr. Jew?
Yeah.
No offense or anything? You remind me of Ben Stein.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay,
Anderson. Anderson.
Ben's an excellent guy.
I have a problem with guys. Nobody likes me at school.
Why not?
I have no idea.
What do you look like?
Well, blonde, dyed my hair red.
Nice.
5'1" and...
Dress in black?
Huh?
Dress in black?
What?
You dress in black?
No.
Black fingernail polish?
Nope.
Bone through your nose?
No.
Aggressive piercings?
No.
Bad attitude problem?
Sorta.
Yeah. You walk around looking down, pissed off all the time?
Sometimes.
Why don't people like that? I understand.
Yeah, because you repel people, and then you want to know why they're not attracted to you.
Well, I don't repel them. They, like, just lock me out of their world.
Well, you just described how you repel them.
Hold on. What world does anyone have where you locked out of their world?
Cliques at our school.
Yeah, I don't know. I went to high school. It was a whole time ago. Yeah, I drove my Stutz Bearcat in there. I wore a raccoon coat. I dressed like Fred McMurray in Flubber. But I went to high school, and, you know, all that talk about cliques and jocks and all, I think it's way overrated.
It is.
I think there's some... No, here's what I mean by you guys. there's a handful of people that alienate themselves from the group so they complain about why they've been alienated from the group. You just dress like a human being, hold your head up a little, say hi to people when they're coming down the hall, and they're not going to give you a hard time.
Okay.
Now, here's the question. Why are you pushing yourself out of the mix?
Your parents treated you like crap at some point, right?
Well, like, I'm never wanted. In my, like, I've been to, like, 3 different schools, and I never wanted there.
Why have you been going all the time?
Nobody wants you at school. They just don't care. That's all. We were all, like, recruited by our principals or something.
Please join us.
It was a big campaign. Yeah, I was courted by a few schools, at Grant, North Hollywood, and Sylmar. I settled on Sylmar.
Wise choice.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Did your parents abandon you, too?
No. They're just weird.
What's their deal?
Well, my mom had a brain tumor, and they're mad at me all the time. They blame me for everything in the house.
All right, well, that's...
There you go. So you bring that to school. Hey, Joy.
What?
Here's basic. Oh, by the way, who named you Joy?
My parents.
Yeah, that didn't seem like a good thinking. What happened to the crystal ball? Hey, Joy?
Yeah.
All right, I know we're busting your chops, but here's the reality. You have a situation going on at home where people don't make you feel too good, okay? Yeah. And now you're taking that to school, and you're getting exactly what you predict.
What you put out, yeah.
You decide nobody wants you. You create a sort of persona where people don't want you, and lo and behold, you're not disappointed. They don't want you.
And people won't disappoint. Both directions.
Right.
You open yourself up to them, they won't disappoint.
Right.
You repel them, they don't disappoint.
Here's the deal with the world and everybody. No one cares about you. It's a grandiose thought to think that people are spending a lot of time thinking about you. Here's how people work. They see a nice, open person, a gregarious person.
Feels good to be around.
A warm person. Feels good to be around. A person that likes to laugh and has a smile on their face. They want to be around them. They see a person that is walking, looking angry with their head down. They cross the other side of the street. They treat people just like you treat a dog. You're walking down the street, see something wagging its tail and slobbering all over the place. You call it over. You see a dog that's looking like it's going to bite. You go to the other side of the street and you keep walking. That's it. That's how the world works, and high school is just sort of a microcosm of the world. So if you want to...
No, it's just a big cage. You throw them all in.
Yes, it's a segment of the world that has a fence around it, and you gotta live there for 4 years. All right, so open yourself up a little, and you'll get it back. Ryan?
Yes.
You're 24.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Well, I'm having trouble, like, ejaculating when I have sex.
Can you say that word again? You have trouble what?
Ejaculating.
You're hoping he's going to say it wrong again.
You were.
I became an asshole.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I know. And you know how you know how all people are evil, by the way? Is you ever tell a story in front of some people and you mispronounce a word? Word that you know well and a word they know you know well. And as you, before you can correct yourself, everyone jumps on you. You can't articulate yourself any better than that. Yeah. Now I could say articulate and not articulate. And before I could correct myself, if I was sitting around with my buddies, they would have pounced on me.
Oh, how about what's my dad doing in Israel? And we all just nailed you for that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He says, what?
What's the matter with you? He had a group of people in here along with Drew, and this girl called
in. Do
you have that? No.
Do you have just the Israel part?
She called in, and I said, where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Sharon, what's your dad doing in Israel?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
She said, my dad's in his room. But it sounded like she said, my dad's in Israel.
Play that again. Play it again.
Where's your dad?
My dad's in his room.
Sarah, what's your? Where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
You can hear it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she said her dad was in Israel, so I said, "What's your dad doing in Israel?" And everyone in the room jumped on me. What are you, an idiot? What do you mean in Israel? What
are you talking about? Are you?
Israel. It was great.
I'm having trouble like ejaculating.
Ryan, yeah. All right, so you're still ejaculating.
Yeah. The only thing that really gets me off is when I, like, dry jack off without, like, lotion or anything.
Okay.
Nice.
Anytime.
Like, hey, that's my move.
Anytime, any kind of lubricant.
Thousands over the years. Maybe millions.
Anytime what?
Any, anytime any kind of lubricant is involved, it, like, I can't.
What if you sort of accustom yourself to a lubricant?
Yeah.
How? So
practice.
Or you do what I do. You do what I do. I'm a dry run guy myself and I have difficulty with women, so I always keep a handful of sawdust to toss in the chair. Or kitty litter. Kitty litter. Hey, it works on transmission fluid. It'll work on the vagina. Hey, Ryan?
Yes.
So you're saying that you're a dry run guy, and so when you get with a woman, you're not getting the same friction, right?
Well, I'm gay, but...
Oh!
So why are you with women?
I'm not.
Oh, he's with guys.
No. I thought he said...
No, I said... Oh.
I thought he said women.
I don't think he said
women. No, he just said women.
I just said
he was banging the student in Israel he was talking about.
I think so.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan?
Yes.
So, are you sodomizing young fellas?
Not young fellas.
Medium age.
How about during oral sex?
Old queens?
I mean, oral sex is the same way. It's like anytime.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just, what about mutual masturbation, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
That's fine.
But, okay, but what kind of time is that? And,
I mean, everything else still feels good.
If he likes it, what the hell?
Still do everything else. A lot of times we end on mutual masturbation.
He could avoid some STD risk. It's kind of nice.
I guess if you're gay, you just kind of, just go with what feels good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you got to do something. Just as long as you get off, right?
There's no end result.
Well, what I mean is...
There's no reproduction involved.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm just myself talking about the eyes of God, like, and your buddies. But what I'm saying is when you're straight and you have sex or you're having intimate contact with someone, you feel like, well, if I didn't get this or that, I didn't kind of complete the mission.
Right,
or like, we screwed around and I got off, but we never had any intercourse. I didn't get a BJ.
Yeah, that's
okay. You walk away, feel like you wanted some of your money back from dinner, right? But if when you're gay, it's like, hey, we got to get off. I don't care. Put the bowling pin in your ass. I'm going to film you. You stand over here. Let's bring my kid in. He can watch.
Do a somersault.
Whatever it is. Put these things on. Whatever. It's just get off, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, Drew, what was it like in college for you?
I just had no sex.
No sex. Okay. Ryan?
Yes.
Are you circumcised?
Yes.
You are?
Huh?
All right. I'm with Drew, which is you have to start simulating the anus when you masturbate.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
If that's your goal.
If that's your goal. And as a gay man, it should be your ultimate goal, the anus.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Right. So here's what you do. You take your thumb and your forefinger and you make that okay sign.
Oh.
So for you tighten it up just a little bit. And if you want to rub a little smelly on, just to give a certain sense of realism, that's fine. And then you put some lubricant in that area, and then you use that to masturbate.
Okay.
And then when you... So use lube when you masturbate, and it's going to be okay. All right?
All right.
I'm telling you, you start getting used to orgasming with a handful of lotion on your Johnson, and everything's going to work out with your partner. You hear me?
Yeah.
That's right. You got to drill, drill, drill. You understand? Got to use a...
Again, practice. Yeah.
No, I mean, when the military goes on maneuvers, they give them guns. They don't give them mop handles.
John?
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's good. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Nick and Nikki are both here. From Nikki, WB 930 Sunday nights, and we'll be back after this. Yeah. Nikki and Nick are both here from Nikki, the new show on WB, coming up this Sunday night at 9:30, right after the show that's on right before it,
that show that's right before Nikki.
Hype.
He knows.
The Hype.
Hype is on. It's about junkies and the hypodermic needle. No, what is Hype?
It's a sketch comedy show.
Oh, it is?
For the Warner Brothers.
Nice. A little urban flavor, perhaps?
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
I think that they're going that direction. All right. Neil.
You.
You're 21.
You betcha.
What is up?
Adam, you kick ass, man.
Thank you.
You're the funniest man on TV and radio.
What's the question, Neil?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For the last few weeks, I've been taking Ultrian.
How much?
50 milligrams.
What's that for, Drew?
Pain.
All right.
And I used to take, like, when I had my HMO.
Vicodin.
No, they give me Tylenol 3.
Oh, same thing.
And that wouldn't take the pain away. And so they used to think I was kind of, like, addicted to pain meds.
That's what it sounds like.
If Vicodin is the same as Tylenol 3?
Not with codeine. Vicodin is hydrocodone.
Very hey, what about drinking with Vicodin, though? Does that screw your liver up?
If you're taking lots of Vicodin.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's perfect. Then the most important thing is you go out, drive car fast.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Done and done. I can't wash a prescription med down without a little booze. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that.
I've had, like, 8 knee surgeries, and the pain gets really bad.
Why have you had 8 knee surgeries?
Just the alignment, and it started when I was 10, just because my knees would pop out all the time and tear tendons and stuff, and they didn't want to do the final procedure until I was about 16, because I guess I got growth plates or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What's going on back there, Neil? Mm-hmm. Neil?
Huh?
What's going on?
That wasn't me.
Oh, wasn't?
No.
All right.
I have growth plates, and...
What's your question?
I don't know if it's the pain, but when I take the Ultram, they work great.
Ultram works well for you.
They don't have any narcotics in it.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, weak.
The doctor told me they're non-narcotic.
Yeah, they're sold that way, but anything they bind at the endorphin side, and anything that does that is opiate. And if you can take that 3 times a day and get decent relief, you're doing great. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, but like when I used to take the Vicodin, Percocet, and Miscontin, they didn't really do that much for me, but when I take these, they do great.
How much are you taking of this?
I take about, they give me, well, they 50 milligram capsules, but I take about 3 of them.
At a time?
Yeah.
So you're overdosing on that. So look, here's Miscontin, which is morphine.
Yeah.
It's high dose morphine.
Okay? Yeah.
And that means you were addicted. And if this is working better than Miscontin, what Ultram has in it is an antidepressant property.
Nice.
So you might look into actually having depression treated specifically rather than overdosing on the Ultram. You need somebody that is either a psychiatrist that's used to dealing with pain and addiction or a chronic pain specialist.
I'm still looking to try Quaalude. Those around?
No.
Gotta get me some of them, some Ludes. Yeah, some real pharmaceutical ones. All right. Hey, what about he gets one of those copper bracelets that Evel Knievel wears to relieve pain?
Right, there you go.
That
magnet.
Could do it.
Magnet.
Oh, magnets. Yeah, that's right. You put magnets up your ass, right?
Huh.
Yeah, that relieves pain.
Oh, sure.
Hey, everyone knows. Hmm. Everyone knows guys who work in stereo stores and have to deal with a lot of speakers are amongst the strongest that our society has to offer. Yeah, so anyone who works in close proximity of magnets doesn't feel pain. It makes sense. You see it when they do the drawing. They got the outline of the human body, then they got the magnet inserts in the shoes, and you can see the pain actually being drawn down to the sole of the foot where the magnets are. Sure, that's nice. Kenny?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
I wanted to ask Nikki, why'd you quit the Norm Show? Is that, like, off the air or something?
No, it's still on the air, and I didn't quit. I just had to go to start this thing. I went back and did 2 more episodes.
You're doing both of them?
I'm only doing this new one now, but I did do 2 more episodes to kind of wrap it up.
I really enjoy Norm Macdonald.
Me too.
Yeah, I know he gets a bad rap because he's a horrible person.
He is?
Yeah, he's a horrible
guy. He's a nice, sweet.
Oh, he's a nice guy. He's a horrible, like, you know, compulsive gambler, alcoholic and stuff. But
that's right.
But I think the guy's funny as hell.
I do, too.
I really do. And after all, what am I doing, dating a guy or watching him on TV?
Watching him on TV, there, I hope.
There you go, with some dating. Some dating. Mainly dating watching on TV.
You just got together for that physical stuff with him, right?
Yeah.
We're actually dating.
No.
Well, really.
We just have a service agreement.
We look the same, so we just pretend we're both masturbating.
In a mirror.
With different people. I have people think I'm Norm all the time.
Really?
A lot, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't say I look like him that much, but I think it's more my demeanor or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I had a guy in a pizza shop say to me the other day. He goes, hey, I see your show. And now it's confusing because I have a TV show. So, you know, I go, hey.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks. And he goes, yeah, we catered your show. And I go, oh, you did? Yeah. You're over on the Carsey Warner lot over there. Aren't you around in Radford? No, I know we've done your show. Yeah, it's over on that lot. And it was, you know, 20 minutes later. Oh, you're not Norm. And then it gets that uncomfortable. Yeah, but I seen your show anyway.
You're all right.
It's like all BS now, Pop. All right, we'll take a little break. Nikki Roth here from Nikki. And we'll be back after this. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Shut the door there, Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nick and Nikki are both here from Nikki. That is WB. That's coming out this Sunday, 9:30, right after Hype on the WWWB. And Nikki, you got your own show named after you.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Nice. Yeah. Whose idea was that? Podcast?
Yeah. It was all his idea.
Bob did Unhappily Ever Afters in pretty heavy syndication now.
I know.
That's good, right?
Sure.
Free money?
Kind of. It was already kind of semi-considered syndicated because it wasn't on one of the big three.
Right.
So, yeah, of course, I'm not going to complain, but it's not like I can retire.
It's not like Frasier kind of syndicated money.
You got it.
But Bob got a good deal, which is he gets paid as much as everyone else, right?
Absolutely.
Smart.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know who did that? I think Richie Cunningham's dad did that on Happy Days. Tom Bosley?
Yeah.
Is that Tom Bosley?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a deal going in that whoever gets paid the most, I get a buck more than he does. Which is smart, and no one was, you know, who the hell was Henry Winkler when the show started?
Wow.
And who the hell was anybody when that show started?
How'd you hear about that? I was just guessing.
I think I got high on mushrooms and made that one up.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah,
I told my agent that's my deal. I want a buck more than anyone gets paid on any show ever.
You call it the Bosley deal.
Yeah, I call it the Bosley
cloth. The Bosley cloth.
There you go.
It's the way to go because they go, all right, well, you know, you've been working around for 30 years and all these guys are a bunch of no names.
It's a common thing that a lot of people do.
Pay a buck more than anybody does, and then you never have to renegotiate. Go let the Winkler's people go in there and hammer it out. You just sit home laughing. What'd you get, Henry? All right, I got a buck more. You know what? I'll give you the buck. Make me feel better. I'll stuff it in the Jerry Kids box. Jerry's good box over at the 7-Eleven. We'll all benefit. Michelle?
Hi.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I lost my virginity on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
And he did use a condom.
Good.
Yeah, and my period ended on Thursday. And I wanted to ask a question for Drew. Like, I know that there's certain time during the 28 days when there's a higher possibility of you getting pregnant.
In generally a couple weeks from where you are now.
Yeah, I just want to know when they are because
around the 18 or so.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound thrilled.
18. But why are you worried? You wore a condom.
No, I want to know because it's not going to be a one-time deal.
All right, well, then why don't get on the pill? Use some.
Yeah, I wanted to ask some questions about that.
So. All right, go.
I know there's a number for getting the morning after pill.
Right.
What is this?
Well, wait a minute. I thought you didn't need that.
No, I just want to be prepared.
That's all right. She wants to.
I'm okay.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hey. What? We're pissed off when they don't get prepared. She's getting prepared.
I know, but first she said, I lost my virginity. Then you said, did you wear a condom? He wore a condom. Okay, what are you worried about? She said, I'm not worried. I want to get on birth control because this is going to be a regular thing. And then she said, what's the number for the morning after pill?
And I always
which is fine because maybe she wants to save it for her next outing.
Or she makes a mistake or something.
So. All right. I'll go with that.
1-888, not too late. 1-888, not too late. Okay?
That's N-O-T-T-O-O.
N-O-T, number 2, L-A-T-E.
Okay.
And you don't sound thrilled about the whole thing. Are you okay?
No, I sound really tired. I've been trying to call you guys for since the show started.
I'm sorry. I'm going to give out my home number. You call me at home, right?
And Michelle, look, you just get on some more appropriate contraception if you're really worried. Get on the birth control pill.
Yeah.
How old is this guy?
He's 24.
Yeah. Yeah. I smelt a little something from here. 24 or 25?
He just turned 23 on Saturday.
Still.
All right. Why? What's up? You're in high school, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a senior.
Oh, a senior. Okay. And he's would have graduated from college had he attended a year or so ago?
Yeah.
He had
attended, yeah.
What's he do? Was he work around metal or wood?
No. Oh, I heard about that one.
What's he do?
He works at... Well, we work at the same restaurant.
I see.
Is he a manager?
No, he's a district trainer.
A district trainer?
Yeah.
All right.
That means he's in an authority position over you?
Sounds like it.
No, not really. We work in different departments.
All right. I don't trust this guy.
Me either.
Mm. Listen, when you're 23, you're not supposed to be banging 17-year-olds.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Okay. All right, so you guys have something special?
I hope so.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah? Did you talk to him?
I see him almost every day. I talk to him a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You see him at work, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Michelle.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. She sounded a little depressed about the whole thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit.
She didn't sound like she was... She didn't sound like she had a whole lot of faith in this guy. Isn't he a training something?
Yeah, district trainer. Too much for my feeble mind.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The whole thing just smells bad. Not good.
Yeah. You getting that vibe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Drew's spidey sense is tingling. Okay. Danny?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Brooke's the best way to ask out a girl.
You gotta come up behind him with an ether rag.
What's your. And then work for you. Yeah.
Well, I worked in high school. Who are you asking out?
Oh, this girl at school.
Oh, this girl?
Yeah.
Okay. You're 13?
Yeah.
You never asked anyone out?
No.
You got anything coming up?
Not really.
I'll do a little role playing with Nikki.
Okay.
Alright. Alright. You listen up and take some notes, right?
You're
13, you've never asked someone out before.
Right.
You're lost. You're at sea. You're adrift. You don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. Oh, you're a mess.
Wait, am I 13 too?
Let's make you 9.
I'm just creepy.
Well, let's see. How old are you? We'll be the same age.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. I'm 36. So I'll be, So what am I, 14 years old? So I'll be 13, you be zero.
Okay.
You be minus one.
All right.
Okay.
I really won't say too much.
All right, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to the master, okay? Okay. All right. So here's how it goes, right? I'll be 13, too. Hey, we're in the hallway.
Right.
Hey there, Nikki. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good. Oh. Already, it's unrealistic.
Well, yeah, she's into it.
Don't be first.
Okay,
either.
Okay.
You're not into it. Remember that.
Okay. Hey.
This will be a stretch.
What?
It's a stretch, Nikki.
What?
Okay, don't be hostile, honey. Hey, Nikki, it's Adam.
Hello.
Hi. Man. Hey, man, I'll tell you, that movie, Almost Famous, man, I've heard some good things about that one. Mm-hmm. I think it's rated, is that rated PG?
Like
we are. Oh, Christ.
We can't go.
What's a PG movie? What movie do you want to see, Danny?
I've seen Rated R. I've seen Almost Famous.
Okay. Oh. Is there a movie you want to see?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't ask tough questions. Yeah. Come on.
What Lies Beneath?
What Lies Beneath? Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's a great movie.
All right. Hey, hey, Nikki.
Hello.
Hey, it's Adam.
Hello there, Adam.
I sit behind you in algebra.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. You see me burning a hole in the back of your head with my maniacal gaze. Listen, you know, that What Lies Beneath, I heard some pretty good stuff about that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm thinking about checking it out. this week. You
should do
you
that.
You want to check it out, too? You want to go with me?
Oh.
Come on, bitch. You know you're
okay.
Listen, in 20 years, you're gonna remember this and kick yourself. Yes. Hey, Danny?
Yeah?
Okay.
He's actually outraged.
How dare you? You have a national radio show. All right, listen.
I thought all right.
Oh, okay. Danny.
Yeah?
Here's what you need to do. You need to find an event, something that's going on over the weekend. Is there anything going on in your town or your school or anything?
Not really.
Okay, but he's a Mr. Personality over here. Well, you better be good looking, Danny, or you're screwed.
Well, I go to a private school.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different, and you can be ugly.
Well, no, there's only like 42 kids in.
Oh, there's only 42 kids.
Mm-hmm. In the club. Hey there.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
In the class or in the
entire school.
Oh, wow.
It's 6th through 12th grade.
Here's my advice. Develop a network of friends outside of that school. Find a sport, anything. You got to do that. It's all going to be so too important, too intense.
40,
in every, yeah, it's just it's too much, not normal.
What's up? Is that a hippie school?
No, it's a special school for kids with, like, ADD.
Uh-huh. So does she have that, too?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, she might not be able to make it through a movie then, right?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
She does modeling, too.
Oh, ADD model. I like that. She had to overcome a lot to be a model. Danny, maybe she's out of your league. Is she real good looking?
She's like a regular girl.
I see. Who models?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. And where does she model?
I'm not sure. I haven't asked her.
I don't know.
She probably has a French boyfriend. Is in his 40s.
I don't think so.
You don't think so. All right. Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Ah, okay. I know. Nikki will back me up on this. Guy comes up to you, right? And I'll give you two scenarios. You don't like the guy, and he says to you, hey, if you've seen Almost Famous and you don't like the guy, your answer is what?
Yes.
Yes.
I already saw it. I don't want to see it again.
And you didn't like it. Right. But now another guy comes up to you. You like this guy. Mm-hmm. You think he's cute. Have you seen Almost Famous?
No, I haven't. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah. I'm wanting to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking about seeing it this weekend.
Wow, that'd be great.
Oh, hey, you want to go with me?
Sure.
You know what? You know what kind of scares me?
Did we just make a date out of
it? I think we did. The podcast's not listening, is he?
But he's coming out of the gun. But what scares me is the words that came out of Nikki's mouth were word for word, the same response that Ann gave you. Word for word.
It chicks all go to a seminar.
And there must be some sort of descriptor issue.
Well, the reality is women aren't stupid. They know the guys they like. They know the guys they don't like. And they know when the conversation is heading down the date road.
Down the crap highway.
And they can spin it any way they want to spin it. And if it's a movie they saw 10 times already, if it means going with that guy or the opportunity to go with that guy, they'll say, hey, I want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're dying to see it and they hate the guy, they'll say, don't want to see it, heard red bad reviews on it.
Exactly.
So that's a good sort of measuring stick. And you can always use that. So just bring something up and bring up a movie. And if they like you, they'll say they want to see that movie. And don't bring it up with you in it. Just bring the movie up. There you go. All right.
What's a special school for ADD kids where there's 42 of them and
she models.
Oh, that's good. That's gonna be a tough sell. Okay.
Hey, listen, everybody. You know the problem, and this happened to me too.
Oh boy.
You set your sights too high. Nick, did this happen to you in junior high and high school?
Yeah, pretty much my entire life. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go out with the belle of the ball, the prom queen, the head cheerleader, the model.
I was looking to go out with a female. It didn't work.
And that was setting inside too high.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You should have started with like a reptile and worked your way up.
Exactly. A log. Right. Stone.
Right.
Clouds.
You become enamored with these beautiful women in your junior high, and what you don't realize is the whole school's enamored with these women. And what you need is a nice place. You need a nice
a
couple victories.
Yeah,
a nice little start. It's like if you got out of high school or you got your GED and you decided you wanted to work at a Fortune 500 company as a vice president, you started handing out your resumes, how many times would you get the door slammed in your face? You go over to Taco Bell and get something you can land. That's what I say about dating. Find yourself a nice Taco Bell equivalent type chick and, you know, cut your teeth with her.
See, our listeners are so concrete and semi-retarded, they're going to go to the Taco
Bell.
Go to the Taco Bell and find
a lady.
You're right.
Jeremy? No. And the smarter ones are going, I thought Taco Bell was a Fortune 500. Jeremy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
How are y'all doing tonight?
Good. You're 20. Good. What's the question?
Well, I've here lately in the past probably 8 months, I've become addicted to masturbating, and I'm 20 years old, and I've never done it before until now.
You've never masturbated before?
No.
How did you come upon the grail?
Well, my girlfriend at the time was, and she's still my girlfriend now, it was that time of the month, and she just asked me to, you know, we couldn't have sex. So she asked me to do that for her, because we were just kind of messing around. And ever since then, it's just always, we've done it every once in a while, and like I said, probably about here in that last 8 months or so, it's just been something that I would rather do than have sex.
Hmm. How's the relationship going?
Do what?
How's the relationship going?
Oh, the relationship's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I haven't expressed that to her. I've actually probably hide it more than, because I don't want her knowing, because...
Hey, why is it you waited until the ripe old age of 20 to begin your masturbatory career?
I have no idea.
Was it somebody that made you feel bad about your sexuality, or?
No, I lost my virginity when I was 15.
Yeah, but didn't masturbate till 20, huh?
No.
Well, maybe because he was involved with a person from 15 on.
No, doesn't matter. Hey, Jeremy?
Yes.
We couldn't have hung out when we were in high school. No way.
No way to relate.
What were you talking about?
Exactly.
I don't know. You might as well just get a foreign exchange student from the African country. You know?
Nick is agreeing with you a little too enthusiastic.
What do you discuss?
Long,
awkward pauses and silences.
I mean, I'm still trying to get over it. Even if you have your first relationship at 15, I mean.
Yeah, that's
come
no
on,
excuse.
Right?
No, listen, Drew tries to work this argument all the time. Every one of my friends has been good for at least once a day since they began. In the middle of sex. Are you kidding me? Intimate. Family gatherings, holidays, whatever. Funerals, whatever. That's the way they would have wanted it. The point is... yeah, all my friends have been good for once a day, and they've all been in relationships. That's the way it works, Drew.
I'm just thinking about how proud I am of them.
Okay. The point is the relationship is not an excuse, Jeremy. And I don't know what's up, because if you're having an orgasm at 15, why is it taking you 5 years to get on yourself? It's like sex you can take home with you. You know what I mean? And take him to the bathroom with you. So there's always a partner for you. All right, and now how many times a day?
At least twice.
At least twice?
At least, yes.
Okay, so here's my theory. Maybe you were sort of suppressing this, almost like maybe what an alcoholic might do with booze. And now that you got your first taste, it's game on.
Up for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you have energy in this department, whether it's for or against. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy. All right. Screw you. I don't care. Just jack yourself into oblivion. I don't care. Listen, why don't you just cut down to once a day?
Just cut it back.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. But, Nick, you know that... trying not to masturbate is like trying not to eat, you start thinking about not eating, and what are you doing within 5 minutes? You're eating.
Yeah, true.
You ever do that where you go, I'm eating too much. I got to stop eating. From now on, someone get off. They got some candy corn here. When they start putting that out? I talk to the craft server. You start thinking about not doing something. I don't care whether it's eating, smoking, or whacking off. You start thinking about not doing it, and you might as well just be doing it. One time, I'm telling you, it happened three nights ago. I'm telling you the truth. It's the first time I thought about not masturbating and actually didn't masturbate.
You took Ambien and went to sleep.
No. I just went to sleep.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Well, I may have had a drink, but the point is I didn't masturbate. That's my point. Josh?
Hello?
I thought I'd get a little support from you on that, Drew. You know what I mean?
I'm just questioning the reality of the story.
That's what I'm saying. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Just like about a week ago, started getting what I thought was a rash. And what's going on now is the tip of my penis, the outside skin, seems to be drying up and constricting to the like head of it.
Are you? I'm not quite sure I visualize what you're saying, but are you sexually active?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
New partner?
No. Same first only.
Weren't you using condoms?
Yeah.
You're using condoms.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes not. And nobody has herpes.
Uh-uh.
You're sure of that?
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeast infection, maybe?
Mm. Huh? Not a very exuberant reaction. I wonder if it's just some sort of allergic reaction of some type. I mean, it just sounds like some sort of irritation.
For what?
God knows. Or maybe they've been too vigorous. You know, some mechanical irritation.
Josh doesn't sound real vigorous to me.
No.
Josh sounds like, That's what it sounds like if you put a tape recorder under my bed. All right, take your money and get out. Josh?
Yeah.
Are you too vigorous sexually?
No, not really. I mean, we just try new things, nothing.
And no new condoms or anything you could be reacting to? Latex?
Let's see, condoms, usually Trojan, spermicide, lubricant, that's it.
It's so hard to know what you're describing without being able to see it. So really, somebody needs to examine it and see what's going on.
All right, Josh, go to the doctor.
Okay.
All right. Hey, what is it? Is it like a Quaalude night? Is it just me?
Yeah,
is it the callers like?
They started began dosing out. Yeah.
They're like a little ten count before they answer stuff, and you know what's funny is. You know, people ask questions on the show, and then they're not too interested in the answer. It's kind of weird. It's like, that's some of my opinions. Do you use cons? Huh?
What?
Yeah, it's like we broke in their house and woke them up. Let me see your Johnson, kid. What is this? Huh? All right, hey, Anderson, do we have that Aerosmith song? Do we have that? Yeah. Remember we were talking about the rabbit? And the rabbit dying is the old pregnancy test. And, Drew, I know you've done your research by going to the bathroom and chatting and haven't found out why.
Can we go to the web?
Can you go to the web?
Yeah.
How about you go to the microphone first and then go to the web? There you go. Now, what was that, Drew?
I go to the web.
How do you go to the web?
Just for outside
here. You got a computer?
Yeah.
Westwood One has one?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
Did they realize that the computer is a relatively new piece of technology? I thought they didn't allow that.
They've caved in.
Yeah, this place is like the Knott's Berry Farm. It's like the shack where they sell jelly. They don't want any newfangled crap in there. It kind of ruins the mystique. So you're gonna go in there, Drew?
Huh?
Go in there and find out about that rabbit.
All right.
And now let's hear the. Let's see if I was right about this Aerosmith song when they talk about the rabbit dying. Now go back a little further in it, because I want to know what the lyrics are. Okay. And I want to hear him go, yes, you did. You got that answer? Girlfriend lied, yeah. Yes, you did. We'll be back. Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, and that's the Dr. Drew. Nick and Nikki are both here from Nikki, which is coming out this Sunday on the WB.
So
that is 9:30. Shut up, Drew. On Sunday night, right after hype. Now, Drew found out why the rabbit done died.
Turns out, urban myth. that in the 1920s, they discovered that when they injected the urine of a woman who's pregnant, the beta-HCG, they didn't say whether it's injected intramuscularly or IV or whatever, just says injected, would cause what's only described in this little article as distinctive ovarian changes. And in order for them to get the ovaries out of these rabbits, they always killed the rabbits. So the rabbits always died. But the ovary changes caused by the hormone was only present in pregnant women.
Gotcha.
So, wait a minute, Nikki.
Well, rabbit died with his death.
So, the rabbit dying, as far as rabbits being used to test pregnancies, a myth, not rabbits dying.
No, they used to use rabbits.
Mm-hmm. They used rabbits to test for pregnancy.
By injecting the urine of the
pregnant
woman.
But it wasn't the urine itself that
they killed the rabbit.
It was the researchers would kill them to harvest the ovaries.
Okay. But so then how did they know if a woman was pregnant by injecting it into a rabbit?
The ovaries would have distinctive changes.
In the rabbit?
When they pulled it out and examined them.
Okay, so they did, but it's the same thing. I mean, they had to kill the rabbit to examine it.
Yeah, but the rabbit would have died if you're not pregnant, too.
Oh, I see. Okay, so he did.
It's very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Now I know I didn't know anything about it. never it was used. Really.
Well, it was used.
For a very brief period of time, apparently.
Very
brief. And it became widely sort of referred. This is media.
The rabbit death.
This is media creating reality again.
Right.
It became a sort of a thing in movies.
It was a Burt Reynolds movie, I think, in 1979. I think fresh off the big hit Cop and a Half.
There's got to be a million examples of people getting ideas in, like,
I mean, working on Coppin's recorders when this thing came along.
Soufflés probably don't fall when you close a door loudly.
How dare you question the veracity of soufflé humor, Drew? You know, that's my bread and butter.
Hold on
a second. You guys are doing a sitcom. I would like to see more soufflé humor on television.
Absolutely.
I grew up in the 70s watching television when there was nothing but soufflé humor. The Act 1, Alice is making soufflé in the kitchen. Greg comes in and slams the kitchen door. Alice turns the light on to check and see if the soufflé has fallen. Act 2, something else happens. Something comes crashing down. Soufflé has not fallen. Act 3, a butterfly lands on a pillow. And the soufflé falls. That's Act 3. That's the big zinger at the end. I would like to see some episodes of Mickey, maybe a two-parter.
We'll work on all soufflé jokes.
Soufflé jokes, and you don't have to answer this, but what the hell happened to quicksand?
Yeah,
where is it?
Right?
One out of every three Americans used to die of quicksand. If you would have asked me at age 9, what are the chances I'll die? Perish via quicksand, I would
pretty
say.
Good.
50-50. 50-40. 60-40. Depending on if I've seen Tarzan or not, and how recently I saw my last Doc Savage episode, I would have gone with, about 60-40 I'll go before my 30th birthday via quicksand, along with the rest of the country, by the way. Many great Americans have died via quicksand. Now, no quicksand. Don't see it anymore. It used to be every movie had some quicksand in it.
Quicksand epidemic.
Right. And just to show you what a retard I am, I swear to Christ this is true. I turned on the television tonight about 6:45, and there was the presidential debate.
Right.
I watched about 45 seconds of it, and I thought, well, I'm just going to flick around and get back to the same question. You know, I don't want to miss too much. Flicked over four stations, Starsky and Hutch is on, and I watched 45 minutes of that.
I thought you were going to say Facts of Life.
No. Oh. you're lucky that wasn't on.
Oh,
no,
he wouldn't have made it into the studio tonight.
Was that on? That wasn't on at 6:30.
No, it was on a little bit later.
I watched the Facts of Life when I get home after the show.
I love that show. I think they show like three or four in a row.
Oh, that show took so long to come on. I'm so excited about the Facts of Life. I love that show. Yeah, but it's no Starsky and Hutch, which was on. There's an 18-year-old series, which I've probably seen the episode six times, which is two guys that aren't working anymore, and it's practically black and white. I'm watching that over the presidential debate. Trevor?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Nick and Nikki.
Hello.
I'm glad your show isn't on at 8 on Sunday, because then I'd have to miss The Simpsons, and I'd be upset.
That show is genius. Hey, and you know what else, Trevor?
Yeah?
If you like The Simpsons?
Futurama and...
No.
Oh.
I don't watch Futurama. I can't get into it.
Well, you haven't seen the Nixon episode then.
Well, you're probably right, because I haven't really seen any of the episodes. But I really do enjoy the Family Guy.
Family Guy is also fantastic. I have a tape of Nothing But Simpsons, or several tapes of Nothing But Simpsons and Futurama and Family Guy.
What's your favorite Simpsons episode?
Favorite? Probably Lisa on Ice. Or the Clown College.
Oh, yeah.
Clown College.
Yeah.
Clown College.
I give you Homer Steele's Cable and the Duff Gardens.
Duff Gardens is also Selma's choice.
How about a full Flaming Mo?
Very solid.
Flaming Moe
with Aerosmith.
Krusty's Comeback Special.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Go ahead.
Can I give a quick line before we get into it? Just a quick line to Danny, who called in earlier, and I know Adam can back me up on this, that he's entering an age in which girls, in an effort to prove themselves more mature, will want to date older guys.
As a 13-year-old, this is a Danny.
13-year-old girls start dating like 15-year-old guys.
And by the way, it's not an effort to make themselves more mature. It's because 13-year-old guys are what they are.
Right. Danny shows up in a windbreaker as he yawns in a rubber band to his headset goes shooting across the room. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
I know. That's why I suggested he start with a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you supposed to do as a 13-year-old guy if your hormones bursting out and
you're
the chick's going out with 16-year-old freshmen and sophomores in high school?
Yeah, well, the 15-year-old guys are dating the 13-year-old girls because the 15-year-old girls are dating the 18-year-old guys.
Exactly. Yeah, so the 13-year-old guys should be dating 9- and 10-year-old girls.
Exactly.
Do the math.
Exactly.
How do you argue with that?
You should start kicking them up out of the womb.
That's right. All right. Hey, Trevor?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, well...
Trevor, you don't get a lot of tail, do you, buddy?
Well, consistently from my current girlfriend, but... You know, usually there's a good 3-4 month waiting period.
He loves them bad. Come on.
I can hear in his voice. Plus, he likes good TV shows, and those poor guys are never rewarded with Boondang.
No,
never. God punishes guys who like good TV shows.
Just intelligent humor in general. Yeah, no, I read about this technique in Playboy. I'm sure you've heard of this, in which if your girlfriend holds the base of your penis,
it's a
better orgasm. Well, anyway,
well, you better explain it.
My penis, it's all base. There's no choice. There's no middle and end. It's just base.
Well, my girlfriend.
Sure, is that true? Would you say my penis would be one base?
Just
base. Like if it was a tree, it would be one big stump.
Yeah.
Oh, just base.
You used the word big.
Big face stump. Yeah, well, I...
A giant down. Stump.
Yeah.
What do you think? How
dare you? How dare you?
Anyway, well, yeah. we tried this, but my girlfriend didn't want me to do it, so, you know, I did it.
Yeah.
Well...
We mean squeeze the base?
Yeah.
Sort of cut off the flow?
I guess so. I don't know what the logistics behind it are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it did create a much better sensation. It made it, you know, more sensitive and just tightened it a little. And I started using it a lot, and then, like, now I can't not use it. I just have this problem just orgasming during sex. Like, and it almost feels just like masturbation during sex.
Huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Why do you have to do it?
Well, I don't know. It's just like all of a sudden I just can't orgasm from normal intercourse anymore. I mean, like, I suddenly have to have the feeling of the pressure on the base.
I see. And you used to be able to do this without any difficulty?
Yeah.
Huh. How about you apply your own pressure during intercourse? Can you do that?
Well, that's what I'm doing. It's just, it's starting to feel like masturbation.
Well, listen, can't you apply pressure at the base of your unit while you have intercourse?
Oh, sure.
Why does that feel like masturbation?
Well, because I'm just told it's almost like the pressure is what's doing it, and she doesn't feel like she's involved enough anymore. Like,
he's so focused on his mechanics that he's taken out of the game.
Hey, let me tell you something about masturbation. If a chick would get naked and dance around while I masturbated, that'd be fine.
That'd be the perfect woman.
Oh, Trevor.
Trevor, you scare me, man. I just mean, I don't know. Okay, so how about...
Well, Nick kind of agreed there.
Nick, you're with me, right?
Oh no,
did Trevor's weird?
No, he was agreeing with me, saying it was creepy.
Yeah, creeped out. And Nick's a chronic masturbator, too. He's not easily creeped out.
I can't even tell you.
Trevor, no, I think you have. Oh, you did a pretty good job.
I sure agree.
It's pretty clear.
You guys have been working together for how long?
Not
much of a much beyond time.
Yeah.
Hey, Trevor, listen, why don't you get away from this when you're alone and masturbating and then see if that steers you away from it when you're having intercourse?
Oh, okay.
If he's trying to train you out of it, my thing is just knock it off. Stop
when you're alone.
Stop when you're with her.
Well, listen, this falls under the heading of all the stuff we talk about, which is, you know, people say, hey, you know, if the chick puts an Altoid in her mouth and gives you a hummer, it's better.
Right.
If you rub a little Coke on your dork, it's going to be better. If you pop some amyl nitrate right at the... It's like, okay, it'll be better, but then eventually it'll just be what it is.
Yeah.
And now I'm with some chick and I forgot my amyl nitrate and I'm bumming.
Yeah.
And then what kind of life is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I don't monkey with that. It's I watch the porn with the sound down because I keep it real. And I'm not too good to myself, you know? My sofa's not too comfortable. I could use the whack bib I got for Christmas, but I don't use that. It's just a gym shirt, you know, just trying to keep it real.
You throwing away your belly Zamboni?
No, that I'm still working. Okay. That shorted out last time I used the belly Zamboni, and a remote broke on it, so I got to fix that. That's at the shop.
Nick, you just puked. Watch out.
I'm more than fine.
The belly Zamboni's at the shop, Drew, but that'll be back. It's getting retreads. I actually wore it out. All right. We are going to take ourselves a little break. We'll let Nick and Nikki get the hell out of here, because I know they got an early day of nothing tomorrow, by the way. No, they have to go shoot the show tomorrow.
You got
right?
it.
Yeah.
And that show is none other than Nikki, 9:30, Sunday nights, dubba 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 effing UB.
You got it.
And here's what you need to do. You need to watch Nikki, Sunday nights, WB 9:30, half-hour show.
Right? Yes, it is.
And then when it ends at 10 o'clock, you switch on over to the man show.
And then turn your radio on.
And you watch the turn your radio on at 10, and you listen to this show, but you really focus on the man show, Comedy Central, 10 o'clock, where Nikki's wonderful fiancé, the fabulous Bobcat, will be working soon. And then you listen to this show. Oh, what a Sunday night.
What a big night.
I don't even want to come to work. All right, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
With my love to Bob, and
I will.
We'll be back after this. Line. Adam Carolla, Doug Drew, forget about the phone number. I thank Nick and Nikki for coming in here from Nikki. 9:30, everybody. Sunday nights, WB. All right, Drew, ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Yeah, I don't want to take that call.
It's been a whole long. It's just taking it over quick.
Really?
Yeah.
You do that.
Hurry.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, 10 seconds. Ready? Go.
Chuck. Chuck?
Hello?
Real quick.
Hey.
Go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on Accutane for about a month, but I've been on medication for 6.
What medication?
Erythromycin,
Cyclin,
and my
antibiotics and stuff, okay.
All zit stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's not working out.
Well, you're on the Accutane now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like...
It will work, I guarantee it. How much are you taking?
40 milligrams.
Well, they can give you more if they need to, but it will work. Just stay with it.
Yeah. You know what I like about doctors? They would start with the dose that won't work.
Well...
I know. They got it.
Well, the more you use, you sort of go up the food chain in terms of strength of drug, and the stronger the drug, the more likely you already have problems.
I like it when they tell you it's not really going to work, when they give it to you and then tell you you can come back and get more. I'm always like, hey, why don't we save me a trip and let's just double down right now? What do you say?
You can do that.
Hey, there's some people are just more tolerant for stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Yep. Some people metabolize it quicker. Some people have total body volumes of distribution. They're completely different.
How many guys, you know, take an Ambien off of 2.5 hours sleep the night before and then go to bed at 4 in the morning the next day and get up at 5:30, except that they wake up 20 minutes before the alarm at 5:15? Is there something wrong with me?
Unheard of.
With an Ambien. Ambien was taken at 3:30.
You might as well be talking about walking on razor blades.
Really?
It's so uncomfortable.
And it's uncomfortable, but...
Impossible. It's just unbelievable. It's like waking up from anesthesia.
Yeah, I got a weird thing with that. It's hard to get me down. Heath, except for when I'm supposed to be working. And then I have Epstein-Barr at that point. I'm nodding off. Heath.
Yeah.
You're 22, brethren.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
If Nick's still listening on his way out, what's up? Because we're buds. Anyway.
You and Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question.
Are you a chronic masturbator also?
Yes. Okay. That's actually on here. I'm addicted to porno on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and I have a 5-month-old girl, and I feel really guilty about it because I can't seem to stop.
Well, does the child see this?
No, huh?
All right, well.
Do they see you masturbating and what?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I sleep usually when I do it, but I just feel guilty.
All right. Well, that's good that you feel guilty because you don't want to be the kind of dad who's obsessed about something and neglecting his daughter.
Yeah, but I can't seem to stop. And I tell my wife about it, and she seems okay with it, but I just...
Are you spending... Are you turning to this as opposed to fulfilling other responsibilities?
No, not at all.
Then forget it. So, who cares?
Not a big deal.
How many hours a day do you spend on this thing?
Well, as soon as I can, get my job done. About an hour.
An hour a day.
Yeah.
I suppose your wife is a little bit sort of pissed off. That time with her is being...
Yeah, what's up with her?
She's asleep. I get off work when they're already in bed.
I see.
I just do it before I go to bed.
It's a good deal. True work that went out, too. It's genius. Yeah, your kids and wife are sleeping. You get home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the sucker part of your job. You crawl right into bed.
Right.
That could be your time. You know what I mean?
My me time?
Your you time. Yeah.
My have me time?
You're lucky because I use my me time and some of your you time while you
have you
sleeping. Yeah, I say, hey, Drew ain't using his you time. Might as well make it me time. Right?
Or you might as well.
Screw you time. That's what I said.
Use that semen up.
Right. Right. Hey, there's still some semen in Drew's sack. Let's see if I can get out of my door. Yeah, that's my rallying call. Drew's penis would want it this way. That's what I said. Brett?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay. I think I might be gay, and I think people are, starting to catch on to me.
How's that?
What's that?
What leads you to believe that?
Well, yesterday at breakfast, my dad called me a fruity ass.
I think it's bogus.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious.
He called you a fruity ass?
Well, he's been worried because, the other day, I never have girls over, and all of my friends, we just sit around and kind of, play Doom, and we don't really do a whole lot, get out of the house, and he was watching American Pie, and he thought that maybe, we were going to start doing stuff with each other and stuff, and,
Uh-huh. So he was trying to be funny?
I don't know, because it really freaked me out.
Drew, you remember the first time your dad called you fruity ass?
Yeah,
no,
junior,
huh?
No, I was like 7.
Oh, you're old? Oh, younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett, don't fret about this so much. Just develop your network of friends, get out of the house, go to college, figure out who you are, what you are.
Don't play Doom.
Don't play Doom, and don't be in a hurry to announce to your parents what you're all about.
And let me explain something. Doom is for nerds, not gays.
Oh, because when he called me a fruity ass, his hand was on my ass.
Yeah.
That's the bogus part.
Okay. What? I believe him. Really?
That was all right.
Yeah? Your dad raped you?
No.
Was it good? No? Just a little goosing? Yeah, Brett was sounding gay.
Yeah.
He was kind of working. You know what that was? It's very subtle, but that's trying to sound gay without trying to go over the top.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to make it blatant?
Gayish.
Gayish? Yeah. Amy?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I found a girl's number in my boyfriend's room, and I didn't think anything of it, but then I was thinking today, and so I called her. And she said that he's been, giving her rides all over the place and doing her and just wanting to be her friend. And she said that, he bugs her and all this crap.
All right. Listen, my S-word policy? Even though I know many of you are stupid, high, and uneducated, or possibly all three, you cannot use the S-word on the radio. And I know that's news to a lot of you, but close your eyes and count the number of times you've heard the S or the F word on the radio. Right?
By the way, I'm starting to hear that on cable now. Both words.
Really? What do you mean cable?
Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
Use the F word. And
it's HBO. That ain't basic cable, though.
Is it?
No, you got to pay for that. Hmm. You didn't know you're paying for that?
It's part of some package, usually, HBO.
Yeah, a package you pay for.
Hmm. Well, I got DirecTV.
True.
It's
you,
not cable.
You must be
it's not
high.
Cable.
Okay, but the point is there's basic cable.
No, DirecTV. Did you get it?
How dare you? Here's what I'm saying. You buy a package. Those packages have some premium channels in it. You know, Cinemax, HBO. Those are considered, you know, the pay channels.
Okay.
You understand?
Except I get DirecTV, so I get automatically everything.
I know, but you automatically get everything that you pay for. They have packages in DirecTV.
They have packages for multiple feeds, but everything comes included. In other words, you get New York feeds of things and Chicago feeds.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. You can sign up for DirecTV,
yeah,
and you can say, I want a basic cable package, or I want the basic cable package and the premium channels, five HBOs and, you know, a Cinemax and a Playboy channel, or just give me the HBO and no Playboy channel. You know, you can make DirecTV. Your own package. It's satellite, right?
Yeah, but it's
not all or nothing. It's not all or nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, I have satellite. You know all I have? I'm asking because I don't know how to work the goddamn thing for 3 years. I swear to Christ, I don't know how to work the thing. But I have satellite, and all I have on the satellite is the ability to order movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's all I have. That's all I signed up. Well, it's $15 a month.
Interesting.
You pay $100 a month.
50 or something.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back. Yep, that's it. All right. Brian Krause from Charmed tomorrow night. I'm taping it right now. Nick and Nikki in here tonight from Nikki. That's right. Easy to remember. 9:30 Sunday night. And then, of course, the man show after that. So until next time, I'm Carl with Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
J-ish.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.